though we struggle, die to rule and protect our iron eye life. Roman abroad. Come together, see some tribal wars and fight. Who knows better, or do better? A course of collective insight may not be exposed to education, but surely no come from right. African with African pride, fighting to attain our right. Want no more heading up play for this nation to move forward. African with African pride, fighting to attain our right. Want no heading up the road, on the stage to move forward. Self-help within a motivation, be tied to be self-sufficient. No one to depend on no one for attainment of my brain. Oh, this world's from my calling. Children crying white watches on the rampant harvest plenty.
Welcome to the Big Bath and Friends show. It's your girl, Helen, a.k.a. Lucy or Luciana. Bap couldn't be here with us tonight, so send love and light his way. And let's get it started. Go ahead, pull you up a drink, kick back, relax, snatch your wig off, snatch your lashes off, fellas. Snatch your hats off, and let's go. So I hope everyone had a good weekend. We are going into Monday. Oh, okay. So never mind. We're going to bring in Big Bap. Let's go.
Welcome to the Big Bap and Friends show. I was not going to be here today. I was thoroughly in my feelings today. I have been emotionally unearthed today, but I figured since we're going to talk about the state of Black America, what better way to do it than to start off with Big Bap and Friends talking about it. So Helen, give me one thing that's important to the state of Black America for you.
One thing that's important to me, to Black America, man, us coming together. That's very important. And respecting each other.
I ask that question, and I don't ask that question with a light heart. I ask that question with a very heavy heart today, because when I made the show, after I sat down and I made the show and I put the songs together for the show, I really pondered that question. What is the state of Black America? And Helen summed it up perfectly. It was exactly how I felt. us coming together as one, us building a bond, us building a unity, us being one. And as I thought about that, I sunk into a really deep and dark and depressive state. Not because we haven't done wonderful things, not because we haven't triumphed, not because we haven't been great, not because we aren't great every single day. But the shadows that remain above us, around us, and surround us continues to push us down even when we stand triumphant. Even when we give the greatest that we have to give, we still stand there and people look at us as if we're less than. As if we didn't earn the right to stand anywhere. As if we have to second guess our belief on this planet. As if we haven't always been leaders, owners, gifters of so much. See, I laugh at people when people try to tell me how wonderful every other civilization and race has done on this earth. But when the beginning started, I don't give a fuck what religion you believe in. When the beginning started, we were there. When God created the heaven and earth, when he created Adam and Eve, if that's what you believe in, that was a black man. That was the cradle of civilization. But yet and still, so many people would have us believe, feel, and understand that we are inferior. So today, I'm here to speak on behalf of all the black men and women in the United States to let you know that we are now taking our place as the citizens and the rightful birth owners of this country. If that offends you, that's your problem. We're not against anybody. We're not better than anybody, but you can't keep continuing to tell us that we are beneath anything. Your amassed wealth has nothing to do with the intestinal fortitude that is our heart, that is our brains, that is our gifts, that is our wonderful created melanin that radiates from us so beautifully. See, white people came up with a phrase that says, the best form of flattery is imitation, and y'all have been imitating us forever. But we no longer want the flattery. We want the equality. We want the equity. We want our just desserts. Because it's time. So right now I want you to look around you and look at what you have. Everybody want to talk about manifesting, so let's manifest some things tonight. What is it that you want to see the state of the black person grow into in 2021? Because that is what my purpose driven is now. See, I had to sit back and I had to actually think, because see, I was having a conversation with Helen, and I'm going to bring her back in here for a minute, because I've been mentoring Helen very, very heavily over the last few weeks. And when I begin to mentor, I go through some things myself. And the first thing I told Helen when I started mentoring her is I told her, I said, Helen, don't be money driven. Was that not the first thing I told you?
Yes.
I said, we're not doing this for money. I said, if money comes, that's great, but we're not doing this for money. We're not doing this for fame. We're not doing this for notoriety. But it is time to do this for our children. First thing I told you, did I not, Helen?
Yes, it was.
Money comes and goes. There is no 100% foolproof way to hold on to, keep, or manifest money. Because at the end of the day, your wealth is not in your money. Your wealth is not in your brand. I tell people every day when I wake up, I am a billion-dollar industry. Because there's not a single day that goes by that my telephone doesn't ring, whether it's relationship advice, financial advice, business advice, college advice, resume advice, romance advice, sexual advice. My phone rings for many reasons. So I'm wealthy. Because it tells me that somebody around me believes in what I have said and what I have preached and what I have told people over the course of the 39 years that is my life. Oh, this show's going to be a little different tonight, y'all. We're going to get real deep down and gritty. The phone lines are open. The number is 563-999-3090 because we are talking about the state of the black man. Because there are some things that I can no longer accept. There are some things that I can no longer tolerate. Because, see, America has depicted us in the worst lights ever. They have dark-skinned people fighting against light-skinned people.
Mm-hmm.
We have Asians acting as if they don't come from the black DNA chain. We got Hispanics acting as if they don't come from the black DNA chain. We got white folks acting as if they don't come from the black DNA chain. See, what you cannot do is you cannot convince me that we are not great, because everything that is great comes from something greater. See, I can tell you where my greatness comes from. I can tell you the lineage of my power. So should many of you. I can teach you about Shirley Elizabeth Baptiste. I can teach you about Lena Graham. I can teach you about Buki Locklear. I can teach you about Clarence Baptiste. See, I can teach you my lineage because I ate my lineage up when I was coming up. I didn't run. Everybody talks about the village, and we refuse to participate in the village. See, the state of the black man and black woman has to become strong again, because it was never weakened. We have allowed distraction. We have allowed weakening mental fortitude to take us. But baby, when I tell you, when I watch my hairdressers walk into a beauty salon and the things that we are able to do with hair, and the things that we are able to do with nails, and the things that we're able to do with natural skin products. Come on, somebody. Tell them, talk to them, because they don't want me to breathe.
He's telling the truth, y'all. It's time. We got to wisen up and come together. We have so much, but we don't use it. Because we look at each other as competition. And that shouldn't be the case.
We got people running around using the term bestie and best friend, and those are the enemies of the person that they're talking about. In our community, we talk about being gang members more proudly in our community than stopping people from killing kids and innocent women. This is our community. When do we get back to the point where we say this is our community? And we're not asking anybody if we can stand supreme. This is our community. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We will be back. Helen, when we come back from this, we got a quick commercial break and a song. Then we're going to have Black History is World History brought to y'all by Helen. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Yo, remember back on the Bully when cats used to harmonize like.
Yo.
My men and my women, don't forget about the dame. This is not the most decaying, y'all. About a thing,
Feel real good when your hands in the air. And lick two shots in the atmosphere. Looking for your friend, the one you let hit it
and never called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to Benjamin?
Yeah.
You act like you ain't him, they give him a little trim to begin. Now you think you really gonna pretend like you wasn't down and you called him again. Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him.
Yeah.
If you did it then, and you probably can. Talking out your neck, saying you're a Christian. A Muslim sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gonna tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass cause you're thinking it's a trend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gin, baby girl. Respect is just a minimum. But you still defending them now. Lauren is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head. Million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because of sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails up by Koreans. Come again. And his Tims and his women, him and his men. Come in the club like hooligans. Don't care who they defend, Papa Yang.
Like you got yin.
Let's not pretend. The one to pack pissed out by the waistman, crissed out by the casement. Still in their mother's basement. The pretty face man claiming that they did a bid, man. Need to take care of their 3 and 4 kids. In the facing court case when the child supports late. Money taking, heartbreaking. Now you wonder why women hate men. The sneaky silent man. The punk domestic violence man. The quick to shoot the semen. Stop acting like boys and be men. How you gonna win when you ain't right within? How you gonna win? Within. How you gon' win when you ain't right within? Come again.
Big Bappin' Friends is brought to you by August Sisters Homespun Emporium, LLC, providing certified organic source ingredients for addressing general holistic health, beauty, and wellness problems with Mother Nature's solutions. Consultant, perks, wholesale, and professional size products are available. Visit ashemporiumet.com.
Black history is world history. Tonight we have Amanda Gorman. She was born in Los Angeles, California in 1998. She was raised by her single mother, Joanne Wicks, a sixth grade English teacher in Watts, with her two siblings. She has a twin sister, Gabrielle, who is an activist and filmmaker. Gorman has an auditory processing disorder and is hypersensitive to sound. She also had a speech impediment during childhood. Gorman participated in speech therapy during her childhood, and Alida Cochran of the Harvard Crimson wrote in 2018, Gorman doesn't view her speech impediment as a crutch. Rather, she sees it as a gift and a strength. Gorman attended New Roads, a private school in Santa Monica, for grades K kindergarten through 12th grade. As a senior, she received the Milken Family Foundation College Scholarship. She studied sociology at Harvard College, graduating cum laude in 2020 as a member of Phi Beta Kappa. She also said, I always saw it as a strength because since I was experiencing these obstacles in terms of my auditory and vocal skills, I became really good at reading and writing. I realized that at a young age when I was reciting the Marianne Deborah Williamson quote, that our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure, to my mom. The biggest thing, in 2021, she was selected to read at the inauguration of Joe Biden, becoming the youngest poet ever to read at a U.S. presidential inauguration. And in 2021, she was also highlighted by Time magazine in their Time 100 Next list under the category of phenoms. Congratulations, Miss Amanda Gorman. Yes. So back, I hope y'all can hear me. Production manager, can you hear me now? Okay, Okay. We back. My bad, y'all. But yes, back to the state of Black America. That's something we have to fix as a whole. And we can start small, you know, because it's very important to where we come from and what we're doing. So it's best when we come together. We're so much more powerful in numbers. We're stronger. We have so much talent. But we get outshined and overlooked because we don't push ourselves. We fear the unknown.
Helen, let me tell you something.
Yes, sir.
I didn't realize dyslexia was prevalent in my family until my baby sister was diagnosed with dyslexia. And it wasn't that she couldn't read and write, because all of us could read and write. My mom ensured that. But it was because when she read and when she wrote, she transposed numbers in certain letters.
Mm-hmm.
But what people didn't realize was it wasn't until I was in the fourth grade that I realized that I had dyslexia. But how we found out that I had dyslexia was a skill that I still use to this day, and it became a very potent skill for me. I read faster backwards than I do forward. I also can read upside down. We have to stop looking at these things because people give them titles and thinking that they are reasons for us to fail. We have so many kids in our generational age group who have become adults who've been put on all types of medications, been in all types of slow learning classes because no one thought, figure out how the child thought.
Mm-hmm.
No one thought to look at the difference in cognitive abilities. I don't pick at a lot of people and I don't make fun of a lot of people because I look at one thing that was always there for me, the ability to actually learn. We don't teach anymore. We laugh, we make fun, we ridicule, we get caught up in video games, we get caught up in fashion, we get caught up in music. But one of the greatest things, people always ask me, why didn't you pick your wife, right? One of the greatest things that I loved about my wife is we both have a very dear romance for old things, i.e. calligraphy, i.e. learning etiquette, i.e. table setting, having a tea. Like, most people don't even know that there is a proper way to have tea. And it's regional, it's country, it's class, it's social, it's economical. Helen, give people something that they don't know about you that just trained your innate ability to be yourself.
Hold on, what was it again?
Give them something that you trained yourself to be better at.
Actually putting myself out there and speaking up for myself. And because that took time. I used to be the quiet one, the one let people say do whatever. So, you know, it took some time for me to step out the box and, you know, understand, girl, you need to stand up for yourself. Quit taking people's shit. So, and that it may seem small to some, but it's huge for me. Let's see. Yeah, that would be the biggest thing because it turned everything that was going left back right, pretty much. So that would be one of the biggest things for me. It helped pull me out of my shell where I'm able to have moments of transparency with people and let people know about who Helen is. which I wasn't able to do before. And I still got some work to do, and I'm working on that behind the scenes. But it's been a long road, but I'm very prideful on everything I've accomplished since opening myself up, I guess you could say.
Here's the thing. Most Black folks are not closed off people. We are actually very sociable. But the stigma of Black folks celebrating their boldness and their brashness is why so many of us have developed these stigmas.
Yeah.
Because we go to school and we're told you're too loud.
Mm-hmm.
We go to school and we're told we're too dark. Here's the funniest thing, right? We can celebrate being gay in the world, but we can't celebrate wearing natural Black hairstyles. I want you to think about that for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I want America to really think about that. You have schools who will kick Black children out of school for wearing natural hairstyles. Because here's what people don't understand. When they say natural hairstyle, that is not dictated by white America standards. That is dictated by your natural hair.
Mm-hmm.
And we have kids who can't attend school because of their natural hair, but
or
you can tell me we're going to have educational classes on how to be gay.
Mm-hmm. Or they get kicked off of sports teams because they refuse to cut their hair. And, you know, that's what I try to tell my mom, because, you know, my mom is German. And I have two girls in which, me personally, I let them rock their natural hair. The afro puffs, the afro, they natural curls. And, oh, you need to do the girl. I'm like, Mama, you fail to my children are Black. This is our natural state. There is nothing wrong with my girls rocking their natural hair. And we get into it all the time over there. And I'm like, at the end of the day, yeah, I may be mixed, but at the end of the day, my children are Black. You know, so she tries to go back and forth with me.
But see, I have issues. I have issues with the world. When people say, oh, my God, You sound so white. You do this and this and that. And everything that we do has to have color to it. Here's the craziest part. Everything that we do has to have color to it. And then everybody tells us, but I don't see color.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm confused, America. Because I'm talking about
the state
of America. How can we see color in everything, but then tell us we don't see color? Oh, I don't.
Exactly.
With my Black friends, I don't see color. I just see them. I don't see their skin. But then if you don't see their skin, how do you see them? How do you see that they stand different, that they're set apart from the rest of the group?
Mm-hmm. And that's when you pay attention to how those so-called, because, you know, I deleted a lot of people during the time with the whole Trump crap, and, you know, it really showed people's true color. It really did.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. Again, if y'all want to get in on this topic, because this is just an hour show tonight, we're not going super long tonight because I want what we have to say to hit y'all potent, deep, and raw. So the number is 563-999-3090. If there is something that you want to discuss with this beautiful topic that we're talking about, if there is something that has bothered you or you would love to uplift in the Black community, we are talking about the state of Black America. So please call in. We will be right back after this quick commercial break.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, it's Sean Paul,
yeah.
Lil Jon,
yeah.
J-Bo, Young Blues. You already know how we do it, homeboy. And Will, it's A-Town on 5-0. Will, it's A-Town on 5-0. Attitude, you already know.
What?
Lil Jon, Eastside Boys, and your boy Sean Paul. Let me tell you like this, boy.
They calling me the come back to the street who Sean B. A.K.A. or Shark, we said it was necessary. These sucker niggas out here very scary. They cuffing hoe, they living in the month of February. Okay then, put a sister nigga on display then. Kicking your dough and have my folks and bring them K's in. I'm still at it, A-double-T-I-C. It ain't a hoe out there for real. Who don't know about me, bitch, I'm for show with it. Don't make me pop that trunk to the left, bitch, I will go get it. And I ain't selfish, I will let you and your hoe feel it. Won't catch me sipping, no, no, Chris ain't got a cold billing. It's Young Blood's A.C. Town, all liquor sipping, coming straight from the gutter. Toe tag a motherfucker, leave him under a cover. Lil John, he dropped the beat to make it bounce like rubber. Sean Paul told the heat to make it mug, then slug it.
Yeah! If you don't give a damn, we don't give a fuck.
Hey!
I post up, get to it, drink hand in hand. They call me Mr. Herringbone, cause that's my right-hand man. Old school, straight, foolish, like no other indeed. With Lil John is Young Blood, Dead Crockett and B. Had it crew 105, as if you looking to rumble. Clock back, bust, hang, now I done got your number. In the club, you gon' feel it when it drop this summer. Like rain, we gon' pour and hit you hard like thunder. Cause in the dirty, we done more than drank you under the table. Where them niggas pimp hoes and fly suits and gators. Hear my Chevy, so super, I'm the one to call. Just dial 1-800-430-alcohol. And dog, I'm not the one that you really just wanna clown. I'm cool in my way, but shit still, I shut them down. Just piss on them haters, J-Bo, he cuts a fool in a cut box scissor somewhere, that's how we do.
Yeah! If we don't give a damn, we don't give a fuck.
Hey!
If we don't give a damn, we don't give a fuck.
Hey!
If we don't give a damn, we don't give a fuck.
Hey!
All right, y'all know what time it is. This is my dog, Helen. So we finna get into this favorite segment of all time. It is What Day It Is. Y'all know how we do. Helen always turned up. She get extra hype. So we're going to go ahead and get into it. Let's see. I ain't even looked at none of this, so let me see. The production manager just sent me a bunch of stuff. Because like I say, y'all, I wasn't even going to be here tonight. But I wasn't going to leave my dog to do this show by herself. So. All right, so we're going to get it. Ooh, Helen. All right, so for this one, I'm going to have to get the wife some I can't even think about what you call it now. The glaze that you put on top of the cinnamon bun.
Ooh.
Okay, so today is National Sticky Bun Day. So we're going to get her some glaze so she can put it on your butt cheeks.
Hello, who butt cheeks?
It's National Sticky Bun Day, so she gonna put it on your butt cheeks. We gotta get
this might be a dope picture though. Let me stop. Hey,
This is why we don't let you go nowhere by yourself. This is why you are thoroughly chaperoned at all times.
Well, damn. That's just wrong.
So we also got National Grain Free Day. And let me tell you, this is actually a good one. This is a good one, though, because a lot of people don't realize that, like I tell people, I'm not a believer in fasting as much as I am a believer of taking things in and out of my diet just to keep my diet regulated. And I try to teach, like, now, what I do try to do is I don't like eating a lot of pasta and I don't like eating a lot of bread regularly. And I try to stay away from starches as much as I can. But for the most part, everything else I eat, but you got to cut out everything. Like, you got to have days with no meat. I mean, when I say zero meat, like zero meat, you got to have days with zero sugars, zero grains. And that just, it gives your body an opportunity to heal, man. Like, a lot of people do not know how to eat properly. And me and Helen talk about this all the time. Me and my wife talk about this all the time. Like, you got to learn how to eat.
I've been eating better, healthier, and I'm even losing weight, and
I mean, and people don't realize, and I tell people this all the time, they're like, bro, you always be eating, and I'm like, you actually got to eat to lose weight, but you got to learn how to eat the right way. Yes. A lot of people eat so bad, and I feel bad because
a lot of times, like, they don't know any better. Like, let me help y'all with a couple of things, man. If y'all want to start losing weight and just feeling better about your life, let me give you two easy things that you can do right now. Cut out anything that's in a box and cut out anything in a can. Anything.
And stop
drinking soda. Well, I've been told y'all that, but y'all don't listen to me on that one. Like, if you're going to have a soda.
I broke down.
No, because I told you. If you're going to have a soda every blue moon, it's okay. But if you're going to do that, like, only do, like, ginger ale or do Sprite if you got to do a soda every now and then. But all them other things, heavily and regularly.
Sprite on the level with tequila. I don't know why, but Sprite's strong.
Yeah, but those are things you don't need regularly. Like, and I just, like, and I know I'm doing the catering business, but one of the things that I want to do when I actually do open up my restaurant, because I'm going to have a restaurant at some point, is I want to do menus, and I want to do what we don't just, because, like, I don't want to do this fad shit. Like, that fad shit bothers me. Like, I'm not a vegan. I ain't a pescatarian. I ain't none of that shit. But what I do want to do is I want to teach people the health benefits of eating the right way and eating healthy. Like, because people think that you can't have, like, you can still have macaroni and cheese. You can still have all those things that you really enjoy. But you gotta diversify your palate. You gotta have all types of things. Like, you know, like, most people don't even know you can eat parsnips, and most people be like, "What the fuck is a parsnip?" And I'm like, "Never mind." we gotta get out of eating the same things. Like, so many people in Florida, all they want to do, and black folks, man, y'all kill me with this. Like, just because y'all eat a lot of fish, that ain't healthy. Like, seafood all the time in your diet is not healthy. Too much of it.
I be trying to tell people.
Too much of anything is not good for you. Like, a lot of y'all don't even realize, like, when y'all black folks be 40, 50 years old and y'all talking about y'all got gout, guess what? Seafood will give you gout. Fried foods will give you gout. Like, these things you can't get away from. And, like, I want us to do better when it comes to food. All right, let's go into, because the production manager gave us some months, too. So let's look at what all we got for the month. Wow, it's crazy. Because, like, okay, so we got American Heart Month. So that's when you, all your food eaters, if you focus on eating better, your heart will be better. And then, of course, we know it's Black History Month. But I tell people I really don't celebrate Black History in the month of February. I actually, like, the whole reason why I created this podcast is because Black History is a daily world thing. Like, Black History didn't start at slavery. It didn't start with, you know, the formation of the United States. Like, Black History has been since the beginning of time. If you don't believe that, go study world history. And when you start seeing world history, you'll begin to understand our influence on the entire world. Not just America, not just Africa, not just Europe. But we have had an impact around the world, and you'll see it. We just talked about this canned food month. I'm a hater of canned foods, but here's what I tell anybody. If you don't have nothing left to eat, canned foods will get you through. Because I don't like trying to tell people what not to eat. So if that's all you got and that's all you can get access to, then by all means, let's keep people fed, because there are starving people out there. There's people who are not getting quality meals. So if that's all you can get to, by all means, do it. All right, this month is also Dog Training Education Month. So if you got a dog and y'all in all that training and educational stuff, this is for you. Today is also the Great American Pie Month. So if you want to make a good pie, this is the month to do it. This month is also National Bake for Your Family Fun Month. I don't know how all that
that's a lot of words. They just could have kept it National Bake Month or something. But, like, they be doing too much with some of these. And then National Bird Feeding Month. So if you're a person who like to feed. Okay, this other one, I'm sorry. All right, you can't
you know
have
what?
Dogs.
Can we do away with National Bird Feeding Month? Because I ain't never feeding no birds again.
Okay. Well, okay, we can do away with a few of these because I'm trying to figure out how you have National Dog Training Education Month and then National Cat Health Month. They can't even be in the same month. Dogs and cats technically don't get along, so that's not fair. They shouldn't be in the same month. And then we also have National Cherry Month. So for all you hoes that like to get you a cherry and tie it with your tongue because y'all got the tongue of the north and the south, east, and west, then this month's for you. And then we also have National Children's Dental Health Month. Now, here's what pisses me off. Now, I don't understand how each state do dental. But when I tell y'all, like, under the age of certain age groups, that how they do dental, it's retarded. Like, I just want y'all to know, like, Florida, I'm going to need y'all to figure out y'all dental practices a little bit better for kids under five. Because sometimes y'all make me want to punch y'all in y'all face. Ooh, this is a good one. It is also National Embroidery Month. So if you like to embroider and do all that nice, frilly, cute, you know, stuff, that's for you. This is also National Grapefruit Month. I love me a good grapefruit. Nothing better than just, you know, peeling a grapefruit and just tearing it up. That's me. I'm nasty like that. We also have National Hot Breakfast Month. I love hot breakfast. I don't care. Pancakes, waffles, bacon, grits, oatmeal, eggs, omelets, whatever. A good hot breakfast is always right up my alley, so I'm happy with that. Then we have National Macadamia Nut. Now, if you put that in a cookie, I'm with you. I'm with you, dog.
I'm about to say the same thing. Matter of fact, oh, now I want a cookie.
You old fat helper.
Wow.
Somebody got to pick. Oh, see, matter of fact, you just came up. The very last one, National Snack Food Month. See, there you go, old fat helper.
I don't even snack. Like,
no, you really don't.
I really
not like, you know what, I'm, let me say this, because I pick at you a lot, and I really do, but I do it out of love, because I don't really pick with people that I don't have a relationship, but I want to say this. I am proud of the significant strides that you have made in your diet since getting here.
Don't make me cry. Thank you.
No, because what people don't understand, it is hard. Like, for people who've never actually tried to change their diet, not when I say change your diet, I don't mean go on a diet, but when I say take out the bad stuff and actually add healthy alternatives to what you were doing.
And
I'm
see,
proud of
I had to because of a health condition. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, this came to me about 2 years ago or whatever. So, and when they told me, you know, that's when I first thought I made it slight changes. That's when I stopped eating junk food like the chips and shit like that. So I've been cut those out, but it's easier being that. It's easier being that I was already doing it. I think the hardest thing was you taking my sodas from me. But I've actually been good, except for that day when I broke down and had that soda. But it wasn't my fault.
Problem.
It was calling to me. It was calling to me out the cooler. It was saying,
I'm not even that bad. Oh, before we go into our next commercial break, let me go ahead and say real quick, because I missed her commercial. Guys, if you want to, I got to call her tomorrow because I'm just about out of soap, so I need some new soaps. But, guys, if y'all want some good soaps, reach out to Bella's Bars and Herbs, get you some good soaps. She does what she does with them. She where the lather reside, where the lather reside. All right, guys, we're going to be right back after this quick commercial break, so we'll be back.
Yeah, I like to say from the bottom of my heart that this is a fabulous track. I'm just gonna read what these notes tell me.
estimated, not to miss. Lust left that first breath many times, but it was the worst that it gets. I ain't know I can be blessed like this. Not really seeing the fervor of two human beings. I love hard and meet another human being. So much of a time, me and my little lady had a little lady. And sometimes things got a little crazy, but I need them both. And try advice from both of my folks, and then both of her folks. We couldn't find too much hope. I've been doing everything to my anything. Damn near about to get that little raise. And she get that little thing when she thought was little. Not noticing the real about pillow. Nothing about your man should be a riddle now.
Production man, hey, listen, guys. Let me say this because we're talking about the state of the black community, and I don't tell nobody who to be with, what to be with. But man, if you're gonna go out there and be in a relationship because you're in love. If you don't love that person, man, go ahead and move around, do something else with your life. Like we gotta stop perpetuating abusive, bad, toxic relationships in our community. And I ain't saying that we're doing that as a whole, but we know we see it. Like, if you can't love that person, if you don't understand what that person needs, if you don't understand their love life, if you're not willing to effectively communicate, if you're not willing to tell the other person what it is that you really need in your life, then go ahead and get don't hurt that person, man. Cause we got too many damaged people trying to find love now because they done been with too many damaged people. If y'all just want to be hoes, like one of the greatest things that I love about my wife when we met, we wasn't trying to be. Listen, the first thing out both of our mouths was, listen, I ain't trying to be in nothing. I don't want nothing from you. You ain't got to call me tomorrow. Like, don't listen. We were like, the craziest part, we was friends. We learned how to truly be friends, and when you're around us, you see our friendship. And I'm not saying that you have to be your friend with your old lady. I think it's a smart thing. I think it's a wise thing. But I ain't saying you have to be that. But man, if that ain't what you want, if that ain't what you're trying to do, if that's not what you're trying to spend the rest of your life with, man, let them know, because they might be in that same frame of mind. They might just need a cut buddy for the moment. And that's what y'all trying to be that. Nothing wrong with having a cut buddy. Like, if all you saw her and you was like, man, all I want to do is blow her back out, go up to her and tell her. You might be surprised what her response might be. Women get horny too.
Exactly. And that'd be my thing. Like, just be honest up front. Quit lying to yourselves and each other.
Like, she might have been looking across the room like, ooh, we look at that ugly motherfucker right there. I just want to give him some.
Like, y'all, I kid you not. Females, y'all know I'm not lying when I say this, ladies. When we see a man, we know if we're going to give him the pussy or not. We know if he's going to get the cookies. We know. Because I ain't even want my last baby father, when I first met him, laid eyes on this man. In my head, I said, yeah, he's going to get these cookies. And so, no. He got the cookies.
She's going to give him the sabba-dabba-doo, guap, bam, boom.
Like, we be knowing. Just be upfront. There's nothing wrong with that. Be upfront about what you're looking for and what you want.
Listen, and it's nothing wrong with that. I am a believer. Helen, to tell you, when you meet me and you get to be around me, I am a believer in setting the standard of what you're gonna experience around me. And I tell you real quick, if this ain't what you're looking for in my life, and this ain't even just in a girlfriend, This is just, if you're going to be a friend of my life, this is what you're getting. You ain't got to like me, but I am exactly who I say I'm going to be, and I'm going to be that every day. And if that ain't what you want, move around. It's okay. Black folks, let me say this for black folks, because I need y'all to hear this. It is okay to respectfully tell somebody what you want and how you feel. You ain't got to get mad at him because he thought because he came over, he was coming to get some draws. If that's what he thought he was coming to do, that's where his mind was at. You can't get mad at him talking about, nigga, I don't know what the fuck you thought you was going to do. Sit that dumb shit down.
Ooh.
If that's what he thought he was coming to do, it's okay for you to respectfully tell him, hey, bro, you know, I ain't feeling you like that. And then if he get out of pocket, then that's when you snap on that nigga. But you ain't got to be snapping on him from the jump. What, you thought I was just some hoe? You could have been. Who knows?
That's why I say, man, it's best to just be honest up front. If you just looking to fuck, hey, let it be known.
First of all, women, let me tell y'all something. And let me say this. As much as I joke and I clown on women, all right, and I am a big joker and a big clowner. But man, come on, man. Half of these dudes ain't turning down nothing but their collar. Half of them don't even own a collar shirt.
And half of them lie about their face game.
Well, hey, listen, now that part, that ain't got nothing to do with the state of the black community. Now that ain't got nothing to listen. If you lying on your tally whacker, that's your problem.
Not the tallywhacker.
Oh, yeah, I got old words now. I'm from the country. I got old words in.
Yo, look, I make sure I keep my pocketbook to myself.
You got your old clutch?
Yeah, I got me old clutch. That what the old people used to call it, your pocketbook.
Yeah, baby, go ahead and tuck that up. Well, Grandma used to say, go ahead and tuck that up in the yarn real good. Play with you tonight. But listen, y'all, it is time, man. If there was never a time in life that we need to be great and we need to get everything that's coming to us, we need to just live our life to the fullest and just start being stand-up men and women and just going out here and killing it every single day. Like I told people, I don't see competition. And they like, oh, everybody say that. It's not because I don't see competition. I want to see everybody eat. If you eating and I'm eating, then we all eating. But if you eating and I'm not eating, then I'm confused. How you get all the food? How you get all the money? How you get all the house? Because I don't believe we are a generation of reach one, teach one. Black folks have been doing that our entire lineage. So how do we get to America and all of a sudden believe that we got to sell everything? You can't sell me an education that was given to me for free. The best business teachers was in the hood.
But they do it because people don't like to do their own footwork.
You can't sell me nothing. I'll be looking at, man, listen, I look at half the stuff that people be out here doing, and I'm like, black people, we got to do better. I'm looking at the prices that everybody throwing up, and they're like, oh, these are my prices. These are my whatever, whatever. Man, come on, black folks, we got to do better. We raping our own community with our prices. And then the first thing that we say is, oh, man, these my prices, man. If it was the white man, why we got to always refer back to if it was them? Bitch, it's us. We us. We are the people. When it all falls down, guess what? When it all falls down, we're the only ones standing there looking at each other, helping each other stand back up. I am a believer. I am my brother's keeper. I don't believe in helping nobody before I help my brother.
When Helen told me she wanted to do something, guess what I told Helen? I said, Helen, if you want to do it, I got you. But I got to show you how I do it. I can't show you all these other ways, but I can make that book make sense and come to life. When I was out in the desert with Dwayne, I ain't tell Dwayne I was the greatest person ever living, but I said, hey, bro, if you want to go get this money, let's go get this money together and do it the right way, and let's be smart about it.
There you go.
When people needed resumes, I'm like, hey, bro, come holler at your boy. I guarantee you this resume will get you in the door. After that, it's on you. Why when we get supervisor positions, the first thing I ever did whenever I got a supervisor position, I always found a black person who had the potential to be a great leader and began to mentor them. That didn't mean I was going to make them the assistant supervisor, but I wanted to give them the skills to be prepared to be a leader when their time came. I don't get what we do anymore. Why do we mistreat each other for the sake of a dollar, for the sake of some coins, when at the end of the day, bro, they don't give a damn about you. When that clock strike and you get off that clock, that the person who owned that business, that person who going to a whole different side of town and community, bro, they don't give no fucks about you. That's why I hate when people say, ooh, at my job, we like a family. Bitch, if you was like a family, bitch, your kids wouldn't be in daycare. Bitch, if you was really like a family, when your car break down, somebody else would be showing up to pick you up to make sure you get to work on time.
There you go.
Like, I tell people, when you start using certain words around me, and you start putting certain words towards me, I have an expectation of what those words are supposed to mean, baby. And we got to start making people. We got to start making people mean what the fuck they say. We can't just be like, oh, you know, well, you know, he didn't feel that way, or he wasn't in his feelings. Man, ain't nobody trying to hear that dumb shit. If you my brother and you my sister, and you say you my brother and you my sister, bruh, it don't matter. You're supposed to be able to pick up the phone or put out an APB and be taken care of. I don't get y'all no more. We not raising a generation of selfish ass motherfuckers, and I'm sorry, we got to do better. But that do better, it starts in your own house first. We gotta start doing better inside of our own houses, and then fix our own houses, and then help the house beside us, and then that house help the house beside it, so that way we can build back our communities. But we get grandma die now, and by the time grandma dead, 5 years, that grandma household.
Mm-hmm.
Most of y'all adults can't even go to grandma's house right fucking now. Because as soon as grandma got in that ground good, everybody was trying to figure out how to sell that house so they could come up on some money. Man, y'all are going to have me preaching. All right, y'all, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Yo, hip-hop started out in the heart, yo. Not everybody trying to charge, say what? Hip-hop started out in the heart, yo. Not everybody trying to charge.
Come on now, baby, come on now, baby, come on now, baby, come on. Come on now, baby, come on now, baby, come on now, baby, come on.
Come on, baby, light my fire. Everything you drop is so tired.
Everything.
Music is supposed to inspire. How come we ain't getting no higher? Now tell me your philosophy on exactly what an artist should be. Should they be someone with prosperity? Concept of reality. Now who you know without any
All right, y'all, we are back. My boy D in the building. I know he been gone because he had stuff to do today. What it do, D?
What's going on, man? I was enjoying your little sermon.
Yeah, you just put on right there. Man, we hitting them with the state of the black America, man. Cause like, I mean, it's just it's crazy to me that so many people just have lost sense of who we are as a culture. Like, I just the last 20, 30 years when I just look up and I look at the shift that we've had in the culture, and it's just like a lot of it's just kind of sad for me, bro.
Okay.
You know, don't get me wrong. There's still a lot of us out there that's still perpetuating the culture. Like, I still love my Muslims, my 5%ers, my, you know, my activists, my educators, my readers, my poets. I still love all of them, my rappers. Like, I still love it all. But we gotta continue to teach. Like, we can't just teach the stuff that they want us to, like, they want us to know. Like, it was crazy because earlier today, you know, there was a special, and it was something that I had been saying for forever. I was, you know, talking about the young lady who actually was the first person to, you know, do the bus boycott. You know, she was a 15-year-old girl, but a lot of people don't realize was because she was pregnant, they didn't want to make her the face of the movement. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because, you know, they're like, oh, she's young, and then, you know, she was a darker-skinned female or whatever, but what people didn't realize was, like, nine months before Rosa Parks ever did that, what people don't even realize is the NAACP and Rosa Parks actually got the whole idea of making it a movement from that young lady. And that's why I tell people, I have no problem with giving Rosa Parks the credit, but like, come on, man. We also gotta make sure we give the person who really had to endure that the real, you know, for real. Because like, people who don't realize is that bus boycott, that original bus boycott, that young lady who really did that, it was actually her, and then a couple of people stayed on the bus with her and was like, yeah, we gonna stay beside them. That was a real court case. Like, that
right.
Court case is the court case that actually gave us our freedom. Like, the NAACP and the activists and everything like that, they were the voice that eventually got behind it. But that was just regular old black folks saying, that girl was tired. She had went to work, she was pregnant, and she was tired. She was like, bro, I ain't getting up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's like, and the craziest thing is, like, when you go to the African-American Museum, where they talk about it, it's funny because, like, all she got is, like, a little placard on the wall with her name on it, but they got a whole enshrinement to Rosa Parks. And I'm like, come on, black folks. Like I said, I'm not taking away from Rosa Parks because it's still a part of our history, but
But you got to also understand that, you know, Rosa was the secretary for the NAACP in that area.
Yeah.
So, of course, they were going to give her some love behind that.
And she was older, and she was light-skinned.
Yeah.
Like, I'm saying this because these are the factors that they actually talked about that played a factor of why they chose Rosa Parks. So, like, if you want to be offended because I just said that, black folks, understand this ain't my saying. This is the NAACP saying this. So understand. Go do your homework. Go do your research because, you know, me and Dwayne, what we always tell people, bitch, go read first when you come talk to them.
Right.
I hate a dumb person trying to argue with me and you ain't read nothing and you have no clue. And it was funny because the lady actually is still alive and they actually did a live interview with her today and she actually got to tell her story. And, you know, and at the end of the day, the lady was saying she wasn't mad about the recognition that Rosa Parks got or anything like that. She just basically was like, I'm just glad that I was able to be a part of true black history and kind of help be a part of a change, and that I fought it all the way through court, through the Supreme Court, and I did my part. So she wasn't, you know, she wasn't bitter, she wasn't nasty or anything like that, because she didn't get the overall glorious recognition that other people got. But I just wanted to highlight that, because I love the fact that we as black folks,
you know, okay, I gotta ask you a question behind that. But would you want to be the face of that? Would you want it to carry that burden?
I mean, in reality, she did.
No. Well, in reality, she did. But yet again, would you want it to carry that burden of every time you walked out of your house, that you was getting spit on, rocks thrown, people calling your house talking about how they're going to kill you?
But actually, she did. Because here's the thing. When that happened, I think she spent 45 days in jail while pregnant, and then on top of that, when she got out, you know what I'm saying, they really, like, the city that she was in, they really harassed her back, because she actually got to talk about her story. So that's what I'm saying. In reality, she really did get it. She just get the back end credit like Rosa Parks got on the back end. But as far as the ridicule and the disrespect and the vitriol, she got all of that. Like, she got the negative part of it. She got that with a slap in the face. So, I mean, and for me personally, yes, I actually wanted to be a civil rights activist when I was coming up. So, like, that was actually one of the things that I really wanted to do. Like, I wanted to be on the corner with the bullhorns, you know, doing the screaming and shit. Like, I've always been, like, I don't see them as devils, like, and that's the part that I don't like, because I don't see them as devils, but I do see the bullshit though.
No, I mean, like, because if you go to New York, and you'll see the dudes out there, they be calling white people devils and calling them out their names and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Because of the way that they treated us back then. So
And see, that's, to me, I guess I'm a really bad tie between Martin and Malcolm, and here's why. I am a by any means necessary mindset, but I also believe that Malcolm and Martin also believe the best way to fight was to be educated.
Right.
So, as far as, like, because I don't know, I don't feel like you ever win. You don't win a fight with hatred. Like, if you win it with passion, but I don't think you win it with hatred. Because I just think those are just two flames, you know, going against each other. And so I've always loved when I see the black man or the black woman can sit on a panel or sit on a stage or sit in a room, and they can articulate the plight of the black man or the black woman very, very eloquently and just give it and give them the business. That's me. That's what I love to see. Like, because I tell you, if we give them the war, they ain't going to like the results of the war.
I got everything that you're saying, man.
They don't want the war. I tell anybody, you really don't. Because, like, if they call us savages, but I mean, when it's fighting for the rights, and you get down to the last, that fight that's gonna come out of us, baby. I'm telling you, they don't want that though.
I give you that.
Man, that's what. What David Banner say? That's blood and war.
But see, when you think about it, that's why it's crazy, because as you see now, wars are now being fought urbanly.
Oh yeah.
See, what they call it urban, because it's the streets. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? So if it's, and we continue to lose it because you don't have black strategists. You know what I mean? Strategists.
Well, here's the thing. It's not that we don't have black strategists. Here's what black folks mean. When they introduce the doctrine of black American and white American, when they introduce that doctrine, what they realize when they introduce that doctrine right off the bat, the very first thing that they said we had to do is we had to get control of the man. They understood that, and they have not stopped that fight. They have not stopped that desire. They have not stopped that attack. They literally, every single thing that they have ever done has been to destroy the black man as the head or the lead of the household and the black community. That has always been their desire. Because they understand when you put a black family together and they stand up and they stand up strong and they become a community around each other, they know you can't just come up in there and do anything willy-nilly. So keep us divided. Keep the black man going against the black woman. Feminize the black man. Destroy the black man's wallet. Destroy the black man's education. That's why they put so much stuff going towards. That's why the feminist movement was such a big thing, because it was like, ooh, if we elevate these sisters over the black man, then they don't need the black man. This is nothing new.
But what they don't understand is okay, man, you elevating the sister, the black woman, and what do you think they do? They come back home.
This is what white folks didn't understand. And I'm not saying this to be mean or racist, but let me say this in a way that y'all gonna understand. The worst thing that you could have ever did was give a black woman education, because her tongue is already fired.
Exactly.
A black man ain't never won an argument with a black woman. So ain't no way in the hell y'all finna, because y'all don't know how to argue that well.
Anyway. It's not that we don't win. It's that at a certain point, we just say, you know what, fuck it.
Because we don't even want them problems no more.
Even though you know you're right, you better say, fuck it. And at the end all be all, you're just going to be like, you know what, fuck it, I don't care.
Listen, we know when she get on that soapbox, especially when she knows she's right, bro. The worst thing a black woman can do is know she right. When she knows she right,
that's when you give up.
What you thought you knew. When a black woman knows she right. Listen, I watch the news sometimes just when they have certain black women on, because I know certain black and Latino women, when they get on TV and they know what they're talking about, baby, listen. I just sit there and I watch, because I know the beatdown, the verbal beatdown that some of these people is getting ready to endure. Because people literally think, here's the craziest part. And I was talking to the wife about this earlier. People want to act like they have such a short memory with the fucked up shit that they do. But baby, let me tell y'all something. America, if y'all do not understand anything, understand, black folks don't forget shit. We might let you slide. We might not address it. We might move around because there's more important things for us to focus on at the time. I'm giving you all the reasons why black folks might not say nothing at that time. But, baby, don't think you're going to keep doing what you want to do and they ain't going to address it at some point. And like Grandma said, when we address it, we're going to address it for the old and the what? The new. The old and the new, because we're going to give it to you. And if you don't want to hear it, don't worry about it. We're going to let you have it. Listen, and I tell people, black folks is disrespectful with it, because not only are we going to tell you,
We're going to get loud so everybody around us can hear, and we're going to follow behind you so we can keep telling you. So just because you thought you was walking away, don't think you're going to get away from this tongue whipping.
Exactly.
So just know, because understand, America, y'all got a tongue lashing that some of y'all finna start getting, because a lot of us was quiet for quite some time.
There you go. And when it hit, boy, they ain't gonna know what to do.
Because I told somebody the other day, you might not want to bring that to me. He was like, oh, what you mean? I said, sir, I promise you, I'm not the one that you was looking for. I promise you I'm not. Because this verbal diarrhea that I'm about to give you, you don't want that. Go find somebody else to play with, young fella. Because
we're
tired now. I got to need people to understand. Because we've been saying this. We are not our parents. And these little bastards coming behind us, and I'm going to say it like that because I ain't saying it to be mean. If you understand the black vernacular, you understand what I'm saying. These little bastards coming behind us, they don't give no fucks, y'all.
Nah, they worse than us.
They mouth raw.
Issue.
They going to tell you exactly how they feel, how they think, and what they believe. And if you're not ready for it, that's your problem. And I'm proud of them.
Tell you what to do, how to do it, and where to go with it.
And I'm proud of them. And I encourage them to stand their ground. Because guess what, baby? When we used to be in that desert and I get to going and they see me come out that office with my binder and I come out there and I give them the page, section, and number, and then I tell them exactly what they can go do with their feelings.
Exactly. Hey.
And they look at me like, what? And then they feel like, okay, well, we didn't get that one, so we gonna go over there and we gonna go mess with Dwayne. And so then Dwayne give them that page, that number, and that binder, and then he tell them what they can do with themselves. Because here's the thing, they act like we're not educated. They act like we savages because we don't necessarily all the time want to go put on a suit. We don't all the time want to go put on a collar shirt. Hell, we just want to be in some pants and a wife beater sometimes.
We just want to be left alone.
We just want to chill. We just want to go sit over in the corner. Because here's the greatest thing, white America. Let me give you this, white America. All you employers out there, white America. Let me tell y'all something. Most of the black folks on your staff know how to do the job better than anybody that you got working in your company.
Yep. And probably to tell you how to run.
We are usually the experts in our career field.
Yep.
And the reason why we become the experts in our career field is because 9 times out of 9, we ain't even going to worry about 10. 9 times out of 9, when something go wrong, the first name y'all gonna call is one of ours anyway.
Right.
So we have to make sure that we have to give it to you the right way because y'all just be so ready to go.
See. Me personally, I like to fall to the back. And I like the other person to fall on their face. So when they call me, I'd be like, well, I wasn't in charge. I was doing as told. So when I get called to the carpet, I'd be like, yo, if you said you was doing as told, didn't you feel like this was wrong? I'd be like, yes, because I told him that it was wrong. But he told me if I talk back again, he gonna fire me. So I went on and did it knowing that it was wrong anyway. As I annotated it, I wrote it down. Here it is, dated. And everything. Sometimes you got sometimes you gotta put your boss feet in the fire, make them tap dance like Sammy Davis Jr. for a little while.
Mhm. Oh, you know me. I'm a believer in bringing that fire.
So, if you're gonna
come talk that talk, you better know what you're talking about. Cause I promise you, when I get done, you're gonna be mad. All right, y'all. We are at the end of this show. We have ran 20 something minutes longer than what I said we was gonna go today, but I had to make sure my boy D could get some words in because. I love the rasping voice gangster. He always be giving us that thoroughlicious. So, D, since you came in late, man, I'm going to let you get a word of the day before we get out of here. So, give the people a positive word.
Just do your due diligence.
Oh.
That's what it is.
Okay.
Do your due diligence, man. You know what I mean? Know what you're talking about or whatever you're trying to do before you get to it, you know what I'm saying? Get towards a person. You know what I mean? So, because you never know what that person got in their bag. So, come correct, or as they always, the old people say, come correct or don't come at all. All right,
dear. Helen, give the people a word.
Man. Come together, man. Stick together. Love on each other. Support your fellow brother or sister. Spread love, not hate. It's that simple.
Okay. I done had about 3 words that I wanted to give y'all in like the last like hour to close the show out. And the one that's been hitting me the most is believe in yourself. Stop letting people tell you that you're not great. But not only stop letting people tell you, stop believing it. You don't owe nobody nothing. Get up, be great. Be the standard. When you walk into one of the things that I believe in, when I walk into a area or when I go somewhere or when I do something, that I am the standard. I got that from one of my old NCOs when I was in the military. The first thing he told me, he was like, "Bap, when you walk in the room, you be the temperature gauge. Make everybody adjust their setting to you." So I challenge you to do the same thing. Be the temperature gauge. Make people bring up their standard. Make them rise to the level of success that you are. And even if you haven't reached the level of success that you want to be at, make sure that they know that you're on your way there so that way they can achieve it too. So we're going to ride out with an old school classic. I love this girl. Her music is always going to be timeless. So I thought it would be befitting to play one of my favorite songs from her because we do miss her. So we're going to ride out with a little Aaliyah tonight. God bless y'all. Have a good night.
Oh, hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, 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 no. It's been too long and I'm lost without you. What am I gonna do? And left me. We were close friends, awesome lovers. Did everything for one another. Now you're gone and I'm lost without you here now. But I know I gotta live and make it somehow. Come back. Yeah. your heart's still mine. I wanna cry sometimes.
Now I'm sitting here thinking about you and the days we used to share. It's driving me crazy. I don't know what to do. I'm just wondering if you still care. I don't wanna let you know that it's killing me. I know you got another life. You gotta concentrate, baby.
Come back to me. Can you hear me calling? Calling for you. 'Cause
your heart's still mine. Yeah, yeah.